Hello, Morongo Basin and listeners around the world online at Z1077FM.com. Here is the Z1077 local news for Monday, January 23rd, 2023. A man was arrested in front of the Joshua Tree Courthouse on suspicion of possessing a stolen motorcycle along with drugs. At around 1:45 p.m. on Thursday, county sheriff's deputies observed a man standing with a motorcycle that was partially stripped and missing a license plate at the bus stop near 29 Palms Highway and White Feather Road. After approaching the man, identified as Paul Hollinati, a 33-year-old resident of Desert Hot Springs, deputies determined that the motorcycle had been reported as stolen in Desert Hot Springs. Upon further investigation, deputies say that Hollinati was in possession of suspected methamphetamine and drug paraphernalia, and that he was on post-release community supervision related to charges of felony domestic violence. Paul Hollinati was arrested for suspicion of possession of a stolen vehicle, possession of a controlled substance, and possession of drug paraphernalia, and booked into Morongo Basin Jail on $55,000 bail. A Wonder Valley man was arraigned in court on 7 different felonies on Friday, and his plea means that the case is going to trial. Robert Hayden joins us with details on this upcoming court case.
The suspect in a 29 Palms attempted murder back in November of 2022 was arraigned in court on Friday, January 20th. Pejman Alahi appeared before the court and entered not guilty pleas on 2 felonies, attempted murder and assault with a firearm on a person. Pejman Alahi of Wonder Valley was arrested after allegedly chasing a man on his quad, blocking the road and aiming a gun at him. After the man lost his pursuer, sheriff's deputies were able to find Alahi using helicopters and ground units. The arrest drew extra attention as it resulted in a lockdown at the nearby Palm Vista Elementary School during a period of already heightened tensions from recent lockdowns and incidents at other public schools in the Morongo Basin. When Alahi's home was searched, sheriff's deputies found firearms, ammunition, drugs, and other paraphernalia, resulting in 5 additional charges stemming from his status as a convicted felon. He entered not guilty pleas on all 5 charges as well. Pejman Alahi's jury trial is set for February 27th, and Z1077 will be there to cover the trial. You can see this story on our website for details on the arraignment, as well as our previous reporting on Alahi's alleged felonies. Reporting for Z1077 News, this is Robert Hayden.
The County of San Bernardino has extended the public comment period for the Wonder Valley Inn project. The Wonder Valley Inn is a proposed hotel and resort project in the Morongo Basin, east of 29 Palms, that has been submitted to the Land Use Services Planning Department for review and consideration by the Planning Commission. The Planning Department has granted a 15-day extension of the comment period and will be accepting public comments on this initial study through Tuesday, February 22nd. Residents are encouraged to submit public comment on the mitigated negative declaration to ensure their voices are heard by the Planning Commission. Public comments may be submitted through contacts in this story at Z1077FM.com. At this year's Morongo Basin Conservation Association annual meeting, the focus was on affordable and appropriate housing for various populations in the Morongo Basin. 12 knowledgeable representatives and speakers, including San Bernardino Supervisor Don Rao, presented the situation and offered solutions for combating insufficient housing. Issues tackled included homelessness created by rent increases and evictions, rental costs, house sales, impact of short-term rentals on the community, including community services and quality of life, low availability of low-income housing for vulnerable groups, the San Bernardino County Regional Housing Trust, which will enable the county to compete for state funds, the repurposing of existing structures for housing, and more. Reporter Hillary Sloan was at the meeting and has more information from it.
The January 21st annual Morongo Basin Conservation Association meeting led by MBCA President Steve Bardwell was dedicated to finding solutions for affordable housing. This long-standing problem is impacted by the unprecedented rise of short-term vacation rentals in a short period. The crisis made more noticeable through the pandemic. Affordable housing is a problem for all residents, especially the homeless, seniors, and those with low incomes. The speakers included the San Bernardino County Supervisor, the Dean President of Copper Mountain College, the Superintendent of the Joshua Tree National Park, Marine Corps Air Ground Combat Center, San Bernardino County Transportation Authority, Morongo Basin Unified School District, town managers, realtors, and nonprofit representatives who work directly with the homeless population. The housing problem in the Morongo Basin is complex and affects everything from sustainable housing to quality of life issues, safety, fire, and transportation. But, Bardwell said, solutions will come from community, a community that MBCA is helping to build. For a complete list of speakers and content of the meeting, see this story at Z1077FM.com. For Z1077, this is reporter Hillary Sloan.
We have an update to additional items. The Morongo Valley Community Services District passed at last Wednesday's meeting in Covington Park. Assignment reporter Gabriel Hart is here to highlight these important accomplishments made by CSD board members.
Determined to break through a tense and disruptive atmosphere caused primarily by one board member and his wife in attendance, MVCSD voted in favor of acquiring new legal counsel after over a decade. Moving forward, the district will retain the services of Best, Best, and Krieger, the same firm used by LAFCO and the town of Yucca Valley. Members who voted in favor believe this is a step in the right direction, as BB&K contains a branch specializing in CSD, unlike the district's previous firm. Board members also adopted a new fee schedule, voted to secure leasing a new vehicle for Covington Park maintenance personnel, and Fire Chief James Brakebill will bring forth three proposals for grant-writing firms to obtain federal, state, and local grant money for the MVCSD. Board President Jennifer Henning said, quote, "The immediate goal of this new board is to address fundamental operational issues in order to place the district on a strong foundation moving forward," unquote. Reporting for Z1077, this is assignment reporter Gabriel Hart.
Every other year, the city of 29 Palms hosts a sort of brainstorm on the future, and all residents are encouraged to come with their own ideas about how the city will reach goals over the next 2 years. Reporter Heather Clisby has details about these two sessions.
With an eye on its future, the City of 29 Palms is asking residents to take part in their biannual strategic planning sessions scheduled for tomorrow and Wednesday. 29 Palmers, with suggestions about how the city might tackle economic development, social equity, and public safety, should attend the Visioning Workshops, the results of which will inform the city's strategic plan for the next 2 years. Residents will have an opportunity to engage attending council members and weigh in on issues such as parks and trails, homelessness, workforce development, and infrastructure. Sessions will be held on Tuesday, January 24th, and Wednesday, January 25th, from 3 p.m. until 8 p.m. at 29 Palm City Hall, 6136 Adobe Road. Reporting for Z1077, this is Heather Clisby.
Join Morongo Unified School District for two nights of community events supporting MUSD students and families. With more on this, here's Elle Weatherup.
Morongo Unified School District invites you to an evening of dinner, raffle prizes, informational vendors, and community resources at the It's a Family Affair event. Come and learn about local medical and behavioral health resources, food pantries, free English and high school completion courses for adults, or to speak to district representatives and school counselors. The two events take place from 6 to 8 p.m. on Thursday, January 26th at 29 Palms High School, and again on Thursday, February 9th at La Contenta Middle School. For more information, go to Z1077FM.com. Reporting for Z1077, this is Elle Weatherup.
There is magic afoot and adventures to be had at Theater 29, flying onto the stage March 17th. Arts and entertainment reporter Charlie Thomas shares the casting news for Peter and the Starcatcher.
Theater 29 proudly announces casting for their upcoming production of Peter and the Starcatcher. Based on Dave Barry and Ridley Pearson's novels, this beautiful theatrical prequel to Peter Pan tells the story of a young orphan boy who becomes the stuff of storybook legends. Debut director Ian Ferris and his talented staff have gathered a cast of stage veterans and newcomers alike to bring this highly imaginative play to life weekends March 17th through April 2nd. In the title role of Peter is Andrew Perkins, with his villainous nemesis Black Stash portrayed by Kurt Schopner, bolstered by Smee, played by Tiffany Crocker. Their star catcher, Molly, will be Eliana Hicks, Desiree Parr, Sabrina Olson, Danny Enders, Donovan Cox, Dennis Easy Booze, Joseph Rigo, and Samantha Stevens round out the cast. Tickets are available now at theater29.org. Reporting for Z1077, this is arts and entertainment reporter Charlie Thomas.
And finally, this is the final week to register for the Tri-Valley Little League. The deadline is this Saturday, January 28th at midnight. The cost to play this season is $95 per player, though some financial assistance is available. Once everyone is registered, the league will administer skills assessments and draft teams, with practices set to begin on March 13th. To register online or for more information, visit trivalleylittleleague.com. That's our local news. Hear local news 7 times a day, 7 days a week at 7, 8, 9, noon, 4, 5, and 6. More Morongo Basin residents get their local news from Z1077 than any other source. Reporting for the Morongo Basin News Leader, the award-winning Z1077 Local News, I'm Jeff Harmetz.